Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo takes first base on ball four. Haney moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haney moves to third. Wingo moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is hit by the pitch. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haney tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Sewell reaches second base with a double. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sewell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a fly ball into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Bassler reaches second base with a double. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. Two outs. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-1 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhel covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Basler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wingo moves to third. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wingo scores. Cobb moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Taubner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubner is 0 for 2 in the game. Taubner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wingo. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Taubner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Homer Summa pinch hits for Johnny Hodapp. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat McNulty now playing center field. Homer Summa now playing right field. Rube Lutsk now playing third base. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb hits a line drive into center field. McNulty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McNulty. Cobb moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Basler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. Two outs. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Basler bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch pinch hits for Rip Collins. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Tavener moves to third. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jess Doyle now pitching. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Doyle fields it and throws to first for the out. McNulty moves to second. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee pinch hits for Freddie Spurgeon. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty scores. Lee moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Summa moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhel takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to third. Myatt moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Ussat now playing second base. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Cobb moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Topper Rigney pinch hits for Jackie Tavener. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ussat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jess Doyle. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Blue scores. Basler moves to second. It's Indians, 6, Tigers, 6. Johnny Noon pinch runs for Johnny Basler. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Topper Rigney now playing shortstop. Larry Woodall now catching. Ed Wells now pitching. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McNulty bunts towards third. Haney juggles the ball. That's an error on Haney. Lutsk moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Wells fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lutsk moves to third. McNulty moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lutsk scores. McNulty scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Dutch Ussat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ussat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to third for the out. Burns moves to second. 1 out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Summa hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 5 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wingo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNulty. Wingo reaches second base with a double. Joe Schott now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Cobb strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.